Blog Talk Radio.
Of the week. Last week, for those of you who joined us, we had Linda on, and Linda is the assistant director of Divinity Spiritual Online. She's also a spiritual intuitive healer, retired nurse, and so much more than that. And she does a very fine meditation. Last week, she started off with healing the United States of America, spreading love, peace, light with everybody. And those of you who know us, we know that this works and this helps. And at a time when this country so needs it, we try to deliver it. So go back in the archives and look that up. It'll not only help the country, but it'll help you as well to help raise your vibration. And that's what it's all about, frequency and vibration these days. So Linda's going to kind of continue on, I believe, with healing the world. Is that right, Linda? Welcome.
Yes, thanks for having me again. Yes, we're going to continue our journey today, and I hope everyone enjoys it. I would like you all to kind of get yourself in a very comfy position. You have a big lounger that you like to sit in, sit in that, if you like to lay on the couch or on your bed, whatever makes you feel comfortable. And we're just going to try and relax everyone so that you're able to kind of visualize what I'm saying. So I want everybody to just take a deep cleansing breath, let it out slowly, and feel your muscles in your head and face and neck relaxing. Take another breath and let your chest muscles, your arms, your fingers relax. Just let those muscles relax. It feels so good. Let's concentrate on your chest and your abdomen. Go. Just relax. Just listen to my voice. Take another deep breath. And let your legs, your thighs, your calves, your feet, and your toes, just let them relax. You feel like you're a little old rag doll. Every muscle in your body is relaxing. Take another deep breath. want you to visualize in your mind standing in a forest. Ahead of you, there's a path which we are going to walk down and see where it leads us. Look at those beautiful, beautiful trees with their boughs hanging. And depending where you are, the leaves are starting to turn, to fall, all different colors, yellows, reds, browns. And as we walk down this path through the forest, I want you to give one of the trees near you a big hug and just feel the energy that these trees emit. It just feels wonderful. It kind of uplifts you. As we continue down the path, we see some light up ahead. So we quicken our pace a little bit. Beautiful, beautiful meadow with the grass just swaying in the soft breeze that's blowing. There's all sorts of beautiful, beautiful flowers. Any type of flower you can think of in any color. Reds, whites, blues. They're all just swaying gently, gently in the breeze. As we continue down our path, we hear that stream up ahead with the water coming over a small little bend in the rocks. And as we near the stream, we look down and the water is so clear that it feels like you could touch the bottom. And you can see the bottom with all the fish going stream. So we don't want to go in it. We look around, we look over to the other side of the stream, and we see the meadow continues. And as we turn around, there's that big old oak tree standing there waiting for us with its big branches just swaying in a beautiful, soft breeze. It's calling to us to come and sit, rest your body, and relax and enjoy that wonderful breeze and the sound of the stream as it's going by you. And as you sit there and relax, take another deep, deep breath and let it out slowly. Dream. There's what looks like birds coming. But as they get closer, they're not birds. They're your guardian angels. They've come again to take us to finish what we started last time. As they get closer, you can see their huge wings. They're wearing all white. They have a golden rope around their waist. Blonde hair, blue eyes. Some of them have brown hair and brown eyes. But they're just so beautiful to look at. And as they come nearer, your guardian angel comes to you. And the others come to their guardian angels. Tell us that we're going to go and finish what we started last week with Healing America. This week we're going to finish the rest of the world. They have brought with them that big wicker basket. They weaved brown, and it's got this, I would call it a handle, up over the top. So your angels take you by the hand, and they're going to help you into your basket. And in your basket is that leather pouch that you had last week, just filled with healing energy, love, light, and peace. The world is in a turmoil now, and it needs our help to heal itself. So as you climb into the basket with your guardian angel's help, she gives you your little pouch, which will never be empty. It just keeps refilling itself. And she also hands you a warm parka, because we're going where it's going to be cold. And this will keep you nice and toasty warm. So everyone is in their basket now, and the angels grab hold of the handle above our basket. And they tell you not to worry, that you are completely safe. So as we slowly rise with the angels flapping those big, beautiful wings, it doesn't feel like you're up in the air. But as you look down, you can see the stream below you, the meadow, and that big old oak tree. So as we climb higher, our angels are taking us to where we're going to begin, which is, so put your jackets on, zip them up, and you'll find in your pockets some gloves to keep your hands warm and some earmuffs to keep your ears warm. So we're all going to go with the help of our angels over the North Pole. It's a little frigid, but our parkas are keeping us nice and toasty warm. So as we kind of spread out over the North Pole, we reach into our pouches and we grab a handful of the peace and love and healing, and we just throw it out the basket. And you just watch it as it trickles down over the North Pole. Now we're going to continue over to Russia. Russia needs a lot of help and love and peace. We want peace for our earth. So we grab a couple of handfuls, and again, we throw love and light, peace and harmony to the Russian people below us. They can't see us, but we can see them. Next, we go to China, which is a huge country, as is Russia. So we're going to spread out all over China. And again, reach in your basket and spread that love and light and peace and harmony to the people below in China. And then we go to Japan, and we do the same thing. And we're just going to fly all over the rest of the world, doing the same thing, spreading our love, light, healing energy, peace and harmony to everyone below. There are so many countries that we probably don't even know or learned about in school, in our geography class. They're there, and they need our help. So we're just going to kind of form a horizontal line of our angels, and we're just going to continue on through Europe, Asia, and then we're going to end up at the South Pole. We've covered just every country in the world. So as we continue to spread our love, light, peace, and harmony, we say a little prayer that our world is going to heal itself. And everyone is going to make peace. Peace, not war. And now we're going to go up to Canada. And we're going to spread our love, light, peace, and harmony over the people of Canada. And we're almost at the end of our journey, but we're going to go one more time through America. Because right now our country needs us. So we're each going to, and our angels are going to take us there, and we're going to start at California, Alaska, and just slowly work our way through all the states, sprinkling our love and light, peace and harmony. We're at Washington, D.C. And we really need to help our senators, president, and the House of Representatives. We want them to be able to communicate with one another for the betterment of our country, so that we can all live in harmony and peace. That's what our divine spirit wants for this world, is peace, love, light. And as we look down, we can see it's starting to work. People are waking up to what's going on. So as we continue to sprinkle the love and light, peace and harmony over the Senate, the House of Representatives, the Supreme Court, and finally the White House. We are done now with our journey. So our angels, our guardian angels, take us to our home. And as they land you in your front yard, they help you out of your basket. Thank you for your help in healing the world. They give you a hug, and off they go with those big, huge wings flapping as you watch them disappear into the sky. And knowing that you played a good part of healing this wonderful planet of ours. And I want to thank you all for coming on this journey with me. And continue to spread your love and light to all those that you meet. So now I bid you goodbye. And
thank
I'm
you,
so
Linda.
Glad. You are most welcome.
That was incredible. I feel very relaxed. Very nice.
Good.
That was fantastic. And
thank you.
People can come back and do this as often as they like because we know it works. And that's our job. To help, right?
That is the job.
Wake
people up.
Wake people up.
And help them to heal the world.
Exactly. Well, thank you once again. Thank you, everybody, for joining us. And Linda, have a fantastic day. And everyone out there, you do as well. And we'll see you again next week at 3 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday for another meditation. Take care, everyone.
You are seen.